She's back. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. This is episode 24. The question is, why do women want men to read their minds? I heard all of you guys. Big energy on the guys. Because that's who's asking. They want to know why women think we can read their minds. Why do they think we always know what they want? Why do they not just say it directly? Ladies, if you are listening, I am here to find the balance, okay? I'm going to speak up for us because we understand nobody out here can really read minds. Shout out to Miss Cleo. Is she still locked up? Girl. But we understand that you can't read our minds. We can't exactly read y'all's either, but we can use our brains and make an educated guess, okay? Let's bring it back to third grade. We can make an educated guess based on data we have collected from month one of knowing you up until month 36 of knowing you. What is this man going to like? What is this man not going to like? How does he want to be treated or talked to? When he's upset, what makes him happy? When he's sad, what will possibly cheer him up? When he's stressed out, what are the signs that he's stressed out? What can I do to relieve this man of some stress? Did I send him a nude today? Like, there's all these things that go on in our minds when we really like you. When we really fuck with you, when we really want to see you at your ultimate peace. Women who really like you don't need you to say specifically, go get me my favorite sandwich, my favorite drink, and bring it to the house because I don't feel good. We don't need you to tell us that. You probably be like, oh, my throat hurts and I got a headache. I'm just gonna take a nap. And our minds are just like, damn, what time do I get off? Can I go get him some medicine? Can I go cook something for him or go pick something up and drop it off with his medicine? I know he didn't tell me to do that, but because I care about him, I'm going to go above and beyond. That's what we mean, okay? So I understand that women sometimes have to explain what they really want to men, but the reality is we don't want you to read our minds. We want to see what your minds think about us. Okay, as a woman, we don't think you should be able to read our minds, but we think if this is my man and he's been around me and in me, by now, he should know what I like, what I want, and what I desire. It's the most attractive thing to know a man loves you so much that he takes the time out to learn your likes and dislikes. He takes the time out to learn how to approach you, how to talk to you, what touches you like the most, what techniques work on you to do X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? And that is why if a man is fucking you and he get nuts and he doesn't give a fuck about if you nutted, was it good enough, or are you satisfied between sessions, drop him, please, okay? Because those men have to learn their lesson. You cannot be a selfish fucker. But anyway, let me get back in this lane. That's what I'm talking about today, okay? So I'm going to explain what women really want when they feel like you should know already. When they say that shit, well, I shouldn't have to say it. When they say that shit, I'm going to explain what they're actually saying. All right. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. If you want to find more of my shows, check out your favorite podcast app. Go on shanbepodden.com. If you would like to support the show, you can go to the Shan Podden, Be Podden spot, which is a store. It's in the link of most of my posts on Shan Be Podden, on TikTok, Shan Be Podden, on Twitter, at Shan Be Podden, and all the other podcasts on IG. There's no reason that you don't know that there's a shop. Or you could just donate to the link in the show notes. Anyway, let's hop into this episode. I hope you guys have a great week. But I'm going to let you know what women are actually saying when they say this. Okay, so like I said earlier, women do not want you to read their minds, but women feel like if you really like us, if you really love us, if you've been around for 4 months, a year, 2 years, there are certain things women feel like they shouldn't have to tell their man, okay? If you go into a store and I'm not with you and you can still buy what I like, we are more attracted to you because of that. If you remember our sizes and clothes and shoes, we are more attracted to you because you took the time to remember that. You understand what we like. You understand how we like things to fit. It's that effort, okay? It's that using that brain. It's my man is smart. If we're on our cycle and you remember like what type of candy we like, what type of food we like, what type of pads we don't want or tampons we don't want, if we have meds, do we have comfy pajamas? We might be on our cycle and at your place and not prepared. You can go to the store without us and prepare. I remember one time I was with a boyfriend in the past and I was at his place and my cycle came on. And the way that we found that my cycle came on, we was in a session, okay? And I am a good preparer. I've been a good preparer before I had kids. So I always kept like a pad in my bag. So I had a pad in my bag. But I didn't pack clothes with intentions of being on my cycle. This man, it was his first time going to the store. This man wanted to know like what pads I like. We went to the aisle. It wasn't a big deal. I remember it got like on his sheets and his mattress. I was so embarrassed and he was like, "Don't be embarrassed. I got like the stain out. I washed his sheets and we got like the pads I wanted. He asked me if I wanted anything. And I stayed like the rest of the day. And I think like the next day he drove me home. Like, what a gentleman. Okay. Shout out to him. Okay. That's like that extra, that effort. You know what I'm saying? He could have spazzed. He could have been like, "Oh, man." But he was very chill about it. When y'all go places and order food and we're not with you, but you know you're going to see us, you order what we like because you've been around us and you've seen what we like to eat and you know what we like to eat and you know what we don't like. And you could do that without us having to tell you every little thing. When you come to our homes to see us, our apartments, you never come empty-handed. You either have flowers, something to drink, a dessert, snacks, a movie, like, you are, like, the main attraction, but you also come with, like, a cherry on top of shit, which reminds us why we fucking with you and not nobody else, you know what I'm saying? You, as a man, you should always do things to separate yourself from the rest, okay? If you make us mad or we're just upset of something else during the day, maybe it's work, you know what we like to cheer us up, or you know what to say to cheer us up. You took time out to learn us. I think that's the most attractive thing when it comes to men and women is we want to know that we're with somebody that cares enough about us to learn what we like and what we don't like. And they want to do everything that we do like to keep us happy, right? You remember our shoe size when you go places and you see shoes. It doesn't have to be like Valentine's Day or a birthday or an anniversary for you to do something special. You like being with the man that always makes you feel special or wanted. It's things people need to feel throughout any relationship. Like your effort is not in vain, or this person wasn't told to do this and they went out their way and did this anyway. And that effort is given. It's like making sure your favorite car has oil. It's making sure that your tires are good before you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
That long trip. It's really taking care of that thing that you say you love so much. Not calling women a thing, but I'm just saying. That's a comparison to it. You know, I told you I don't feel good yesterday, and today you got me meds, or you brought me breakfast, or you got me coffee, or you brought me flowers, or you just called in the morning to check in on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that effort. It's that, damn, I'm with the man that actually uses his brain, doesn't have to be told what to do, has a proper etiquette, knows what to ask, and he remembers what I told him from last time. You know what I'm saying? It feels good, and it reminds women that we made a good decision by talking to you. When men have to be told every little thing to do something for a woman, it makes us feel like you don't care. It makes us feel like we're not a priority to you. And it makes us feel like we're caring too much about somebody who doesn't care enough. Okay, that's how we feel, and that's how we think. If, you know, we told you that we feel sad or lonely, and you know my schedule, and you pop up, what? You took the extra effort to pop up and come see me, or come check in on me, or surprise me at work for lunch, or we get a text, come outside. Oh, Megan! What was the last time you were with a man and he hit you with a text, come outside? Oh, my God. You talk about a pussy wet. What are you talking about? I love that. I love a come outside text. I love a be ready at 8. Wear something cute. Maybe a dress. Show your legs. You could wear sneakers or wear like a slight heel. You know, I like when your hair is up. And women pick up on that too. When a man says, like, I like when women wear this type of nail, or I like this color on women, or I like when your hair is like this. Remember that when you're getting ready to go do something with him. You know what I'm saying? That also tells men that you actually like them, or you listen, or you care about what they're attracted to. You know what I'm saying? Women just genuinely, without us, we want to see how you think, right? We want to see that you care to think without us telling you what to do or how to do it. And women just want to know that you care and you listened and you will use your brain to go above and beyond for what we want and what we like. We want to know that we matter to you, and we want to see in the effort how we matter. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with your mom. Your mom might not be your girl, but your mom doesn't want to have to tell you every year, tomorrow's my birthday, or next week is my birthday. Your mom wants you to remember. You know how many men that I've talked to who need a reminder that their mom's birthday is coming up, or their sister's birthday is coming up? Go get her something. Right? And that's what a good woman would do in your life, because I understand, like, men's lives are busy and they're not really tapped into like dates and stuff most times. But a good woman will remind you to do something nice for your mom or your sister, or like the ladies that are important in your life. Okay? Because I'm so sick of men being like, what do you bring to the table? a good brain that you don't have. Some of y'all don't think ahead, and a good woman will help you make sure you're prepared for the things that are coming. You know what I'm saying? If a woman is upset or you upset us, think it through. Before you get irritated by how we're upset, think it through. What was said, what was done, think about us and everything that has happened. Think about what's already on our plate. How would you feel if we did that to you or that happened to you? And give us time. And don't try to rush us into being in a better mood just because you said sorry. Just because you already came over and we already talked about that yesterday. I'm not understanding why you're so upset. What? Give us time. Okay? And after disagreements or arguments or a rocky time in the relationship, you have to have a reset conversation. Okay? A lot of people don't understand this, or they don't even sit in a relationship long enough to understand this. Men and women need to have a reset conversation for emotional connection and checking. Okay? If y'all go through like days of not talking to each other, or y'all both blocked each other. You are now listening to another Shambi Potting podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on ShambiPotting.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets It Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potting Spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potting, hashtag Shambi Potting, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, ShambiPotting.com. Now back to the show. And somebody unblocked somebody without saying that they unblocked them, and you called and the call came through. Okay. Y'all have to have a conversation, probably not right on that first phone call, but y'all have to spend some time together to really get a feel of that energy. Y'all really have to see the other person's point of view. Talk about what happened. Talk about, you know, what you did not like, or a point that was made that you now understand. And next time, if X, Y, and Z happens, this is what will help me prevent me being mad or pissed off about X, Y, and Z. Or I'm trying to understand why that was your decision in that situation. Or this does not work for me. Or I think this was handled poorly because... And y'all could still... In that conversation with, that's your personal opinion, but thank you for telling me. You know what I'm saying? Just moving forward, if you want to deal with this person, you now know what they will appreciate and what they don't appreciate. And if it happens again, then you know where that person stands. Right? That has to happen before y'all automatically go back into talking like y'all used to. FaceTiming like you used to, going to each other's homes like you used to. And if y'all have enough disagreements and arguments without a proper reset, it's easy to have small issues blow up faster because a proper reset hasn't happened. You know what I'm saying? It's like thinking you blew out a flame that was hot, but it wasn't a strong enough blow in order to put the flame out. And now a little bit of wind will ignite that shit right the fuck back up. That's how it is if you don't do a proper reset. And I think a lot of people who don't get to do a proper reset still have that conversation of what happened last time, why there was a disagreement, why we stopped talking, and then they're in communication, but the communication is not like it used to be, or the feeling is not like it used to be, or the closeness is not felt on both sides like it used to be. It's like you're bracing yourself for some new bullshit faster because you're not sure if you're like, y'all are all the way locked in. So please do a proper reset between your people when y'all have shit that pops up. But anyway, back to this. Women want to know, like, emotionally, you have us. Physically, you have us. And sometimes financially, if we need, you got us. Because the men in our family, if we go to the men in our family with an emergency and they hit you with a William Ande. If they hit you with a, why you ain't call your man before you call me? You know what I'm saying? But you stay around this man that can't help you with shit. Boy! Boy! That's the most annoying conversation to have with males in your family. And that is why I constantly say the pushback that a lot of men have with women has nothing to do with women. It has a lot to do with older men from a different generation and a different time of how they treated women, pushing back on shit that they're not doing or things that they're not doing properly. And so a lot of times when a woman might have an emergency and she ends up calling her dad first or her uncle first or her brother first, but she has a man and they know, oh, they're pissed. They're not pissed at her. They're pissed at the fact that yo ass ain't helpful. You're not showing up as a man should in this woman's life, and she cannot depend on you or call on you, and she waking us up and calling us to come help her. What the fuck is your purpose? And that's where that pushback be coming from. So if you... And I feel like this is why more males are reluctant to deal with women who have like active dad in her life or active brothers or a family of good men, because, oh, they gonna have to be on point with their shit being with this woman, because the expectation is gonna be a bit higher because there's a standard, a value system that's already in place. But anyway, that's a whole nother thing. But you using your brain instead of us telling you exactly what to do to make us feel better, or without us telling you exactly what to buy. After how many times we went to the same store? How many times have we gone grocery shopping together? Like, you know what I like. You don't need me to tell you what to get. You don't need me to tell you what size it is. You don't need me to tell you where to go. You don't need me to verbally give you directions or make a list for you. Think, use your brain, and show me you know how to use your brain and include me in it. That is very attractive. That is very sexy. And I need more men to do it. The right woman in your life will appreciate it. And if you do that for a woman and she does not appreciate it and she has a nasty ass attitude after, please exit left. Save your sanity. She is not it. All right. So this whole idea of us thinking She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's fall again. Everyone's going to be bundled up, hiding inside under their coziest sweaters, under their favorite throw, watching their favorite show. Because most people like fall, like me. You're supposed to be with people you care about, people you love, people who make you laugh. But what if you don't have those people? That returning dark cloud might be back. You don't feel in the mood for fun. You're missing people because, you know, you just don't want to be the victim again. You don't want to be the reason why everybody's sad or everybody stops having their fun because you're feeling a certain type of way. So you're quiet about it. But some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak to someone and be heard, because we all have things that we're carrying that's a bit heavier than the next person. And usually fall time, when it gets a bit darker, when less people are available because their schedules are so busy, we need someone to talk to. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can professionally help you with the tools to work through your thoughts and feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month, so stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. You should be able to read our minds. It's not necessarily that. We want y'all to use y'all brain. Okay? When you're caring for a person without them telling you what to do, that's a form of intimacy. That is a form of communication. When you're caring for someone without them telling you where to go or using your brain and doing something out of initiative that you want to do it genuinely, that attention to detail, it's like, damn, he really liked me. He really fucked with me. Oh my God. That blowjob's about to be amazing once her throat is not hurting. You know what I'm saying? That stroking is about to be what you need if all of that is on point. Okay? That togetherness, that y'all in this together. Don't worry about the week yet you had. I know you had a hard week. I sent you these flowers. Damn, that's really my man. Like, that's really my man. Not the dude always telling me good morning at work. Not that dude that be in my DMs with the WID. Not my ex that keeps calling my phone and I keep, you know, ignoring it. This man is always doing the extra, making the difference, so I can block all of that stupid shit out and focus on him. Be a reminder of why this woman is fucking with you. That's what that means. We know you're not a mind reader, but we want to know that you will use your brain to think about what needs to get done without us having to say it all the fucking time. Now, if it's something new that you like and you have no clue, you don't understand it, or you can't remember the name of a brand and it's very important, that is when you need to tap in with her best friend. That is when, if you're trying to set up a surprise for her birthday dinner, that is when you need to be tapped in with the best friend. If y'all following each other on social media, you should know who your girl's best friends are and be able to send them a message on social media if you don't have their number and be like, hey, I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. I don't know this. Do you know the detail of X, Y, and Z? Because women have a way of talking to women about information they need to find out without showing directly that, oh, your man want to do this for you, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to ruin the surprise, but we're going to ask in a way in order to get the details that you need, right? So that's what y'all need to do. That is a quick tip, okay? But please, men, set yourself apart from the rest. A good woman will appreciate the way that you think and how you think about her and what you remember. And just show the extra effort. That is what we mean when we think y'all mind readers. We know you're not mind readers. We just want y'all to use y'all brain and include us in it. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too much. Nothing too much. Because I know for me, when I care about a man, I know his birthday, and I'm sending you a happy birthday text at 12 a.m. of the day. I already pre-sent a gift if I gotta mail it. There's an initial gift on the birthday The day is full of surprises. I want to make you feel special. I want to get you something that I know you like, not just something I want you to have. When it comes to you just not having a good time or you're sick, I'm thinking of ways to be above and beyond what you will be able to do. I want to be proactive, and I don't do that because I just want you to feel like, oh, da 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 da. I do it because I want you to know that you're my thoughts, and I don't want you to feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I want to do what I can help. When you tell me, oh, you know, you're working on this project and you need this thing, but you don't have it, and blah, 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 blah. If it's within my means, I'm going to make sure you can have it. I'm going to make sure you get that. But that's me wanting to show that initiative, not because you asked me for it, but because I want to do it for you. That's all women be saying. That's all women be saying. And to the men out there who be like, oh, women don't do this, women don't do that. Sorry that you've never had a woman in your life that actually likes you. Because that's exactly what that is. If you've never experienced a woman going above and beyond to get something that you already talked to her about or mentioned, or to buy you something that fits you well without you physically having to be there, she does not like you. Because how many times have you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You left this woman in your apartment or your house and went to the store real quick, or she got there first and you let her in and she don't know what you like to eat. She don't know your shoe size. She don't know what shirts you like to wear. She don't know what brands you like. She don't know the skincare stuff that you use or the body wash that you use. Listen, when a woman likes a man, she studies him. When a man likes a woman, he studies her. Okay? If you cannot find your man's wing in a lineup in the dark, you do not like that man. And that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.